you can go up here to
yeah,
go in the castle?
Yeah, you can go this way or this way, same way.
And you guys want to get up to the castle?
Yes, sure. It's beautiful view from the top.
You want to see the castle? Inshallah,
yes.
We'll take you to see the castle. Assalamu alaikum, we're in Kula.
Na Pochitel.
Pochitel. It's a castle up on the top, if you can see it. It's right up here. See the castle? We're going to try to get up there. Give you guys a better look. So you can see here, people used to have to go through these roads with horses and carriages and...
Yeah.
And what else? How does...
In all time, you know? Every day, carrying stuff up and down.
This town is called Cunha?
No, Pochitel.
Pochitel. Okay, so Kula is the castle, I'm sorry.
The tower.
But the town is called...
Pochitel.
Pochitel. Pochitel. So Kula is the castle that we're going up to see.
Salam alaikum.
Look at these unique... these stone... Yeah. Stone built staircase is very unique. Leads up to the masjid up there. We're gonna go make salah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam, mashallah.
How are you doing?
Fine.
You speak English, huh?
Yes, a little bit.
Alright. You can tell you work here?
Yes, of course.
Can you tell us a little bit about this town? A little history lesson, a short?
Not very well English speak.
Yeah?
Doesn't matter.
It's not very well English. I understand you, but not very well.
Well, I'll do my best to translate.
Translate?
Yeah.
You are now in Pochitel city, old city from 15th or 16th century. It's old city.
Uh-huh.
And this first there was be Austro or Hungary Empire here, or and then was come Osman Empire, and this built here all this city. You have madrasa, tower, and this mosque and other house. Okay.
Nice, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And nice to meet you. You are famous on YouTube, Facebook, or I follow me on.
Oh, yes, mashallah. Of course. What's your name is?
Sano.
We're meeting Sano here.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to meet you too.
How is your father? I watching on YouTube your father and your brother and your...
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Mashallah. Good. Yeah, he's also there, Mustafa.
Oh, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Nice
really nice
welcome
to meet you.
Welcome to this city.
Thank you very much. So this castle, this is still holding up from... Yeah. That you say castle, he was saying Kuna?
Kula.
That means castle,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
So then you can go up here to
yeah,
go in the castle?
Yeah, you can go this way or this way, same way.
And you guys want to get up to the castle?
Yes, sure. It's beautiful view from the top.
You want to see the castle? Inshallah,
yes.
We'll take you to see the castle. Oh, really nice, meeting some really nice people here. And we're about to go. Here's another nice masjid here. So we just finished making salah for not yet Muslims tuning in, or even the Muslims who've been struggling a little bit with making the salah. You know, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "Miftahul Jannah to salah." You know, the key to Jannah is prayer. You know, so disconnecting from the dunya, surrendering yourself to your Creator, and just taking that time out, you know, to reflect, to give thanks. It's a wonderful thing, and you're missing out if you haven't got a chance to really implement that in your life. We're gonna go through this little corridor up here, see where this takes us. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We come in, we take that time out, and really it's that spiritual nourishment that the soul needs. The soul, just like the body needs food, the soul needs that nourishment. You follow me? Some of the most successful people, the billionaires of the world, the Oprah Winfrey's, you know, the Tony Robbins, they talk about the meditation that one needs to connect with himself and whatnot. But man, we connect with the higher power, the Almighty, the one who created all this. You follow me? We do that five times a day minimum. And then you go back to business. You follow me? So that's what we did here. We go right back to bring you some more from Bosnia.
All right. So wait, you're talking about a great way to get into having some good conditioning.
Yeah.
Climbing up these steep mountain roads that people would have to bring their merchandise up all the way from the bottom. As you can see, it's pretty steep. And the road continues to move upward. It can be pretty tiring. But people were in shape, they moved, they weren't couch potatoes. They weren't couch potatoes and they ate real food, but look what's infiltrated everywhere you go. Look at the cancer machine. If you haven't thrown that out of your house, do it right away. Get rid of it. It's the cancer juice, diabetes juice, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Fanta, all that stuff. No good, garbage. All right, so we're almost at the top of the Kuna. Kuna?
La.
Kula. Kula. Castle. We're in Pocitel in Bosnia. Another beautiful view, alhamdulillah. Take a look. Alhamdulillah. 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 All right, so we made it up to this castle. How old is this castle around?
It's from 15th century.
From the 15th century? And who built it?
Ottoman
Empire.
Yeah.
Built this castle here.
Actually, it's a watchtower.
It was a watchtower.
Because you see, if you take a look down, you see that there's a road running down towards the Adriatic coast and towards Dubrovnik, which was in that time a merchandise harbor. And all the traffic was in this connection, you know, towards Dubrovnik and further up to Bosnia. So the Ottomans, they were controlling this point here. It was watchtower in many terms, both for the people who were taking their goods down and also for the military cause.
What about this one across the way? There's another?
Yeah, the whole city was surrounded by those walls. You see, it's kind of fort around the city. And it has preserved quite a lot of the authentic look. Some of the buildings are restored, as you see, but lots of it, as you can see, is from the time.
So this is the inside now of this castle.
You can climb all the way up to the
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. These are the remnants of the people of the past, and they were living at one point. Now they're gone. And now we're observing what they left behind. Pretty soon we'll be leaving it behind too.
Yep.
There's another beautiful view. Another beautiful view over here. Let's continue on our way up to the top of this castle. All right, moving up these stairs a little bit.
Carefully.
Narrow, gotta be real careful. It's another area here. Oh, think of it as like a 3-4 flat. So we were on the first floor, this is the second, and now you're inside,
And I'll show you looking out through what they were able to look out through. Check it out, really cool. You're up. There's the other part of the castle. Let's see if we can get a zoom in over there. Alhamdulillah, we made it to the top. So this is now the top of the castle. Have a look. Where actually they should look out. You're watching some of these old time films. You see the watchtowers? Now you're actually in one with us. If you just get out a bit to this point over there, you see the whole village.
Yeah.
You guys can saw, you saw that wall that's dividing the city. Yeah. And then over there you have all the little houses in the village. Continuing on through this little town, and you can see still, you can see they still have the rock paved roads, and it's kind of still set in this traditional look. People still occupy these homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people still living in them.
Not that many, but still people live.
What do you guys think of Bosnia?
Wonderful, love
this
it.
Is where we are.
All right, Aussie.
Great, fantastic. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Where are you from?
My roots. Yeah. But from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah. Margie's
we've
from Chicago.
Chicago.
You're from down under?
Chicago? California.
Hello,
right
how are you?
Here.
Nice.
Oh yeah, you
guys. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
I didn't see you at the front of your thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Beautiful country, huh?
Really is.
Yeah.
This whole area.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, all thanks is to Allah. Every drop of rain is a mercy from above.
I went into to a resident here where she lives here. Assalamu alaikum, Karpste.
When we're in Dubrovnik, the people
that just come, they come. We just had a very nice discussion with some people.
Something like this, you know, under the table, and
she's answering some questions. And beautiful people from Australia and Chicago.
Thank you.
You know, making the human connection.
Lovely.
Nice meeting you guys.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you guys. Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Cheers. Bye bye.
I get my hat, actually.
All right.
I need to get my hat, yeah.
Okay.
All right, we had a really great conversation with our friends from Australia that we just met here in Bosnia, and we sat and talked for almost half an hour, and we got to share some beautiful information. They were asking questions, and I get surprised. I mean, people, there's just so much false propaganda out there, and people get stuck on this group, the insane state. So that was one of the questions that they had, and we talked about that, and they heard the adhan, and we got to go ahead and you really gotta define, you know, when people understand, you know, what Islam means, submission to the will of the Creator, a Muslim, one who submits to the will of God alone. You know, the basic concepts, you know, many of these things we address them, but we have to go back to really what the message of Islam is all about, you know, connecting the human being with the one who created the human being, the Creator, who sent messengers out of his love for what? To guide us. And when you ask, you know, what's my purpose here? You turn to God sincerely alone, He's going to guide you. So really, you know, so many different things that people are distracted with, but we got to answer the questions that they had. We had a great conversation. Usually this works with people who travel, people who get out of their towns, their homes, and they travel the earth and they see and they connect with Muslims. And it was a great opportunity to connect with our friends from Aussie. And if they tune in, they can tune into the Dean Show. It's nice meeting you guys, and we'll continue our journey here in Bosnia. Assalamu alaikum. Defensive structures, which was built. Alhamdulillah. 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 All thanks is to Allah. Every drop of rain. It's a mercy from above. So this masjid was actually part of it was destroyed and it was rebuilt in 2005, but destroyed in August 1993. It says here that it was originally made in 1562. Alhamdulillah. Now you can get to see the view from where we were inside from. We were inside here, prayed in here, and we were inside way up here. Now we're on the other side. Alhamdulillah. And we had our nice little conversation with our guests, the people we met way up here somewhere, over here. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Clock tower. Let's take a look inside. Stairs, you can go all the way up. So that's the watchtower we were in. Yeah. So that's the watchtower you guys are looking out from over there. And here's the wall you were seeing. Alhamdulillah.
Hey, assalamu alaikum guys, this is Nadir from Islam by Touch, and I'm here to tell you guys why you should watch the Dean Show. You know, the thing is they put me on that show, a guy, a blind person, who started an organization to help blind people read the Quran in English, English translation of the Quran in Braille, and Brother Eddie gave me the opportunity to come and speak about it. Not only that, he has scholars from all over the world dropping knowledge on there, and showing you guys that they're actually real people that you can approach. So hey man, come on, check out the channel. It's awesome, Brother Eddie is awesome. And give us a chance, guys. Watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show.
Make sure you watch the Dean Show.
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 Watch the Dean Show.